Okay, so I started the tape. So my first question is, what is a normal school?
A normal school is where, basically, where all the students study the same thing. Everybody has the same rules or standards that they are taught or that they adhere to. So if you start off in a particular class with a certain amount of people, you will be in that class, you'll be in through the entire program you're going through with those very same people.
Okay. And I was reading about how the students were required to be members of literary societies. So, I mean, what is a literary society? What do they do?
A literary society is basically, when you're dealing with colleges, is a kind of like a precursor to sororities or fraternities. When we had the early ones, it was a requirement that everyone needed to be in a literary society because they thought it would make you more cultured, or it would teach you manners, and you could learn from the other people that were in it with you. We had, I would say, more women's literary societies than men. Most of the literary societies and the social societies or the social clubs turned national into Greek organizations 59 to 61. Yeah.
Okay. And then I was reading about how the school was funded, or at least some of the buildings were funded by the Peabody Fund. Can you tell me about that?
The Peabody Fund is named after George Peabody, who was a northern philanthropist who really thought that the southern schools, especially the Texan schools, needed to be better funded and that they needed better facilities and better teachers, and they needed to teach in a certain manner so they would have better teachers within the state. He was especially fond of Texas, and he made it a point to give money to Sam Houston Normal Institute. Mm-hmm. He died before he actually could deal with that, so he became his agent, and he would go around to different schools, and he liked Sam Houston, the idea of a Sam Houston Normal, of a teacher's college for Texas. So he was the one that basically dealt with the money part of it. Mm-hmm. They funded facilities, teacher salaries, what they called summer normals, where during the summertime they would go to these different places around Texas or at Sam Houston. And the teachers would come after they had finished teaching their classes for that year, because a lot of them were employed as teachers and they couldn't come during the regular time, that the institute was working. So, but they could come in the summer and get, you know, updates or learn more or do different things like that, work toward a bigger degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then my last question is, what kind of classes did the students take here?
The students took... Back then, they were heavy into classical educations, so most of the things they had in 1879 to 1880, I just pulled that one first, and they had government and methods of culture and things like arithmetic and meth loads, which I have no idea what that means. So, and of course, music and calisthenics, reading, all those different kinds of very classic, very simple things that teachers did in that time, probably because the places they went to teach were normally out. They weren't in big cities. They were out in, you know, smaller communities, different things like that. So they had to teach very simple things. By 1899, they had a lot of more different things, like Texas history, Latin or ancient history. Latin was really big at that particular time. Dr. Esto, who later became our first, our longest tenure president, he taught Latin here, mm-hmm. like his father did. You know, mineralogy and chemistry and biology. And by the time you get to 1924, when the Normal Institute becomes Sam Houston State Teachers College, I mean, they have a bulletin that's over 100 pages. So by that time, they were offering bachelor's degrees. We gave the first one out in 1919. So by that time we were a four-year college, and they were doing slowly away with the certificates and going to actual four-year degrees and a diploma.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well,